I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Northeast Asia analyst said North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping was in the interest of both sides, despite a history of friction between the two leaders.
I think both China signaling that it is the regional power to be reckoned with, and any kind of management or ultimately resolution of the Korean Peninsula tensions has that road running through Beijing.
Michael Kovrig, senior advisor for Northeast Asia at International Crisis Group, said that there's a huge significance to the meeting, which was Kim's first with a foreign head of state. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reportedly said his country will not expel Russian diplomats based on an allegation. Catherine Gibson has more.
NATO member Turkey this week condemned the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. The government said, however, that it had no plans to follow NATO and EU allies in ousting Russian diplomats. Britain has accused Russia of being behind nerve agent attack on former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter. More than 20 nations have expelled over 130 Russian diplomats this week in a show of solidarity. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Egyptian authorities have warned people to vote or risk paying a fine as they look to boost turnout in a lackluster election that is virtually guaranteed to hand President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi a second four-year term. El-Sisi faces only one token opponent for the vote. This is the third and final day of the elections. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Wednesday expressed optimism that talks to modify